Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Okay, so my name is Evan Zoe. I'm currently a student in high school. I'm a senior, but I do have a lot of ventures in e-com and just general like online money making things, right? So for currently I have a new startup. It's a supplement business. I made it out of my passion and love for health, which I got into about a year ago, and I recently just launched it. And it's just because a lot of the supplements currently on the market, right? There's so many and people are constantly buying them because they want to improve their health. But in reality, most of the supplements are low quality, bad ingredients and such. So I wanted to make something that would actually help people and something that like I could really create from my own vision and just launch into the world and help. I also do design on the side, which has really helped me out with my ventures because a lot of e-commerce is based on design, right? Your logo, your branding. So I've been doing design for ever since I was a little kid. I was in elementary. I remember I was doing like Minecraft designs because I used to like make Minecraft YouTube videos. And then eventually I transitioned over to doing more paid work. And finally, this is my first like project where I have my full own creative vision. So it's been really fun to just do whatever I want to do. And there's also some other stuff I'm into that I've been getting into. I'm currently getting into sales. Sales, I think, is just a really fundamental tool to learn to have in your arsenal. Right. Because if you learn sales, you'll learn persuasion, talking to people, interacting, and that just helps with a lot more things. And then there's crypto. Cryptocurrency is obviously booming right now. I'm not going to act like I'm a pro. I think it's a good way, if you're careful, just to make more money on the side, but not something you should fully invest in. But I think it's definitely worth learning. But yeah,
that's for sure. So in terms of your supplement product specifically, it's like, what separates it? Because like you mentioned, right, like many supplements are not good. So I guess like, what is your supplement like focused on? Is it for people that want to work out? Like who is your, I guess, target audience for your supplement?
Yeah. So obviously what comes first in mind would be just a health conscious audience. But a lot of that needs to come through growth from like organically on Twitter, which I haven't been able to build up yet. But obviously since it is, so my supplement is a sleep supplement, I want to be able to push that to everyone. Because, you know, most people aren't getting enough quality sleep. Just in general. So I'm marketing it towards everyone, but people who will probably like notice it the most might be more health conscious. But what makes me stand out is, first of all, just compared to other sleep supplements, first of all, I'm pretty sure you definitely in the audience has heard of melatonin. It's really common, especially here in America. It's banned in a lot of other countries, at least like over the counter. So first of all, there's like a lot of research done on it. It's not good, right? Because like imagine it's a hormone. So let's say normally your body produces like, you know, 0.003 like milligram, and then you're going to bed, right? It's all normal. And then you supplement this with like 3 more milligram, which is the normal dosage. It's like around like 10 times more than what you should be getting. So you're kind of overloading your body with this like exogenous, like external. So your body's not prepared to just be able to handle it. Because, right, so that's why a lot of people, when they wake up in the morning, they take it, they have grogginess. Another thing is additives. So there are a lot of sleep supplements because people have learned that, oh, melatonin isn't good for you. There's a lot more like natural minerals, herbs, amino acids. So they've made their own sleep supplements and a lot of them are pretty good quality, but there's still some things that are missing, right? There's a lot of these fillers, which are in almost every supplement, like silicon dioxide, magnesium stearate. These are the fillers. Like, for example, mine is a powder. Most of the other powder ones have it. Just not even just powders in general. It's called silicon dioxide. It's for flowing agent. So it's like what makes the powder not clump and stuff. However, there's been studies on this and people don't really pay attention to it because it's just one of the small ingredients, but it's also not good. It's obviously a really low dosage, but ideally, right, if you're taking a health supplement, you don't really want anything bad in there for you. So what my brand opted to do instead was we use this thing called New Flow, which is like the trademark name, but in reality, it's just rice hulls. So it's made from like ground up rice and just like—
For sure. Mm-hmm. So in terms of like making this product, like how did you start? Did you like do it like in your kitchen first? Would you go to like a co-manufacturer? Like what did that process look like for you?
Yeah, for sure. So I started off just with health on health Twitter, right? Health has been something that I think has been really important to me for a while. Just sometimes I've had some bad health parts and I just like, I need to fix this. So I got into health from health Twitter, you just learn a general amount of stuff. But obviously, right, I'm not a pro. I can't just like go around making random supplements. So I took like some basics, right? Some basic sleep stacks, what just people do. And like, these have been used for a while. Some really standard stuff. And then I came up with the initial ingredient list. And then I was able to get into contact with someone from health Twitter who's like, expert, and I booked a call with him. He gave me some advice on the formulation, just like improve it. So after that, I went from there, and basically what happened was I reached out to some. Are you familiar with EchoVision?
No, no.
Okay, they're a pretty big like fitness supplement, so they're really in like the big fitness niche. And one of the creators, their owner was on a live, and I just asked him like, "Yo, what manufacturer do you use?" Because I was in the process of looking then, and he gave it to me, and that's basically it.
Awesome. Is it like local in the area, or is it like in the US? Like, where are they located?
Yeah, so they're located in Atlanta, Georgia. So it's not really local, but they're pretty high quality. So.
For sure. So in terms of your vision for the product for 2024, like, are you looking to get into retail, Amazon, D2C? Like, what are you focused on to market your product?
Yeah, for sure. So currently right now, my funds are low, and it's just due to bad fund management. That's fully on me. So what I've been doing is more of an organic focus, just primarily using TikTok Shop and organic marketing. Eventually, I picked up the sales job, right? What my goal with that is just to be able to work on the side and then funnel all my money like into the advertisements. So for Facebook, right? Like D2C, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and then eventually TikTok ads. Amazon is something I'll probably get into around like hopefully like 6 months in the future once like my D2C channels are fully up and running and I'm like able to manage Facebook ads properly. And something that goes hand in hand with that is TikTok Shop and just TikTok in general. Because a lot of people, they'll see stuff on TikTok, but they won't buy because it's off TikTok. And a lot of like there's been so many people who just see there's traffic from TikTok. Like they just get organic searches because people want to see if the product is on Amazon because Amazon is so huge, right? They have the free shipping, fast shipping. So I think retail is very far off. Like it's possible I might get into like some really small like mom and pop shops, like right, like maybe like 100 units or something, just something really small. But like obviously if I want to get into something like Target or Walmart, that's going to be a while in the future.
For sure. So I guess, like, once somebody buys from you, like, how do you measure customer lifetime value? Like, how do you get people to keep, coming back and buying from you every month?
Yeah, for sure. So that's one of the good things about supplements, right? Supplements are the consumable, which means that, if people do enjoy your product and it's a high quality product, they'll come back for more. And one of the best ways to nourish this is, first of all, with customer retention. It's not something I'm able to do fully yet with like a customer, like creating a customer base. One company that does this really well is Avi. They have a whole Facebook group and it's just like they have a fat loss supplement. So they have like women who like diet and they like, it's just a really big community. They track their goals together. And they have a loyalty program. So like you get points for how much you purchase. You can join their like the Avi Plus. I forgot the name, but it's like kind of like a plus subscription where you just get like limited deals off and such. But one thing I'm doing right now is email flows. Email flows are really huge for supplements because they generate a lot of like revenue. Like most big supplements you're seeing like seven figure, eight figure, they're getting like 50% of the revenue straight from emails. And the way you do this is with the basics. So some of the basics are your welcome flow, right? Introduce them to the brand, giving them social proof, background about you, and just building trust, like ingredients. Then you'll have things like abandoned flows. So abandoned cart is probably the biggest one for me right now. Abandoned checkouts, right? Like these are people who might thought about purchasing, and then maybe they close the tab, they forgot about it, they're at work right now, they're like, oh, I gotta go back to work. So that's one of the bigger ones. For bigger brands, they'll do things like abandoned browse. Right now I only have one product, so it doesn't really make sense to have like abandoned browsing. But those two I believe are like the biggest ways for customer retention.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like, is your vision to create more products, like, in the near future?
Yeah, so I definitely there's another formulator I really want to work with in the future. That's probably like one of my goals right now. Like I like to set like small goals one at a time. That way, like I feel way more accomplished when I reach them. He charges like a decent amount for formulation, but he does help with like he has a really big following because he's from the health Twitter scene. He has like 60,000 and really good engagement. So my plan is to work with him, get a really good formula, but then also he'll help like bring in organic traffic because he'll like if it's a product he made, he said he'll like help sponsor and stuff.
That's
So
awesome.
yeah, I don't really know exactly what products yet, cause it's like I gotta like do way more research into it to see what like products I can really get into and find like a market that's empty.
For sure. What would you say is, like, the biggest challenge that you face in your business right now?
Yeah, so right now would just definitely be doing the organic part, right? Because organic is way harder to scale. Once I do paid ads, I think things will go a lot more smoother. So right now would just mainly be cash flow. But I think earlier on, a lot of it's waiting, right? Because when you're doing everything custom, you're doing it like this is my first like actual business venture, right? So a lot of it's just spending time waiting and just doing samples, right? It took me like a few revisions for samples. And like for websites, right? I do the design, but like I also need a developer to help me and
Right.
just finding a good developer that first of all, that costs a lot, like a decent amount of money. And
Right.
then sometimes if you might get a dev, like my like current dev, I don't want to diss him, but he's really like unresponsive. And so it's just like some like pains with just just how it is with like starting new things and
For
expecting.
sure. So I guess in terms of growing organically, like, are you posting lots of content? Like, do you message people, promoting your product? Like, what have you done so far to try and get in front of new customers?
Yeah, so I had a sale yesterday actually, and it was just like connecting with someone like from like the online business Twitter. He started up his own company too, and he does like, I don't know if you heard of them, they're called Krautkrackers, and he launched actually, like not just launched, but like he's been doing it for a while. We kind of connected, got to know me. He found me from design actually, but we kind of like just got to talk to each other, and he ended up buying my product. But aside from that, most of my traffic right now is just from TikTok. I have around like two accounts that I'm like posting on, and it's just trying to funnel mainly through TikTok Shop.
So what do you post on TikTok? Are you posting kind of like a behind the scenes of you making like your products? Are you working? Like, what do you really do to get traffic on TikTok?
Yeah, for sure. So most of it is there's like general formula to TikTok Shop. You want to have a really good hook. Hook's like the most important part, because if
For
it's
sure.
not good, they'll scroll away. And then, but mine is more just talking about the supplement, right? Like I use a few like narratives. First of all, would just be like don't use melatonin, and then I kind of like go into like a quick description, and then like I'll plug my product, talk about the benefits, why it's good, and then I'll like have a good call to action at the end, which talks about like how TikTok Shop is doing a discount. I also sometimes on my another page, which is like the main page, I do more like videos that you would kind of see that organic, like some like more like funnier videos that are like not as big as of a plug. Like I'll do things like, so my packaging kind of looks a little bit like a pre-workout. So like one of my videos I did was like, I'm at the gym right now. I thought it was like a pre-workout, and then like, and then I kind of talked like, I'm so sleepy, and then the comments just like they'll get into it. So
That's funny. For sure. So I guess like many brands in 2024 are using high-level technology like AI. So do you currently use AI? And if not, where could AI may come in and add value for you?
yeah, for sure. I think there's a lot of good AI tools. I don't currently use it too much, mainly for like copywriting, right? Like Claude AI. Actually, I do use that a lot for product research. So one thing I'm noticing, like not a lot of sleep supplements do, they don't really like target and niche down. They might to a certain extent, right? Like I've seen some where it was like my teenager kid isn't sleeping well enough, but they don't really niche down more than that. So one thing I've been doing is looking for like way smaller niches to get into. I'll give one. I don't want to like give too much away, because I think like it's a really good idea. But one thing would be like a night shift worker, right? And then, so example, right? I've actually done this and targeted them on my TikTok. It's for like med school students or like night shift workers, right? Because you're not getting enough sleep. You're like, most people are constantly tired. There's another tool this dude introduced me to, and it's kind of co connected to Reddit. So he basically used Claude to generate some keywords that might be like of interest. So like I might put in the words sleep, and it'll generate like some really similar keywords. I'll go on Reddit, check to see like how big communities are, like how many posts there are, like how big of an audience can I expect, and then I kind of go from there. And then I'll use that to like kind of research like what kind of words I want to use, right? Because like, let's say if you're talking more to Gen Z audience, you'll use some more Gen Z like keywords, like things
For
that are
sure.
commonly said. And like some other brands do this too, like Kim, like I think Kourtney Kardashian, she has a supplement brand, and she just has the brand is like Lemmy. So like she uses it in like ways like, let me sleep, let me like get better. So like she uses like saying words like that.
But have you thought about AI for like customer service, like a chat feature to explain your product to people?
Yeah, for sure. I've looked into a few. The thing is, I'm just not currently at the level yet, because like I don't
For
have any, like
sure.
I don't have enough consistent traffic to need that. I'm thinking like maybe like if I'm getting like 10 orders a day, then that might be like a thing I'm gonna get into. But I've definitely looked into a few, and I'll definitely be like getting one of them onboarded soon.
For sure. So, what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Yeah, so I think don't cut any corners. You got to fully like have confidence, right? And that kind of goes into like all your actions should operate from a place of confidence. One of the things I did, I like earlier we were kind of talking about the manufacturer, right? I initially had that manufacturer, and I should have gone with them, but then I had a partner like I was actually working with, but things kind of like fell through. And so I switched the manufacturer to something that like that'd be a lower quantity. So like 288 units instead of like right now I ordered 750. But I still like had conviction in myself and just stuck with the bigger manufacturer, because the order quantity difference wasn't even that much. And then I ended up like wasting a good amount of money, like just like because I had to like order samples from that company. And it was around like $800 just for like three samples. And you just like you got to have like confidence, right? Like obviously you don't want to just be fully risk free, because that's being really dumb. But you need to like have a certain level of confidence, and that comes from like getting the repetition and understanding like your product and like the market.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Yeah, so I definitely think I'll be way more on paid ads. Paid ads, I'm hoping to scale a decent amount. I don't really know what to fully expect yet. It obviously depends on how good my creatives and my niches are. So I'm like, I've been just right now, as I haven't launched anything yet, I'm focusing a lot more on the research part. So I hope like I can, first of all, my first batch was 750 units. I hope I'll have all of that's like sold out. And my goal is obviously, right, I want to work with that one other formulator. I want to improve my formula even more to make it better. Taste is another big thing. Since we're using like 100% like natural sweetener with like stevia, I want to make sure the taste is good. And currently it's not like up to par with like what I fully want, especially for a consumer base, right? Like most people really care about the taste. Me personally, from a health perspective, I never really drink like a lot of like unhealthy things like soda, right? So I don't really like my taste is, if it's not as good, it doesn't matter to me. But a general audience will care about that way more. So I want to make sure that's like that gets fixed. I think hopefully in a year I'll be able to also expand a TikTok shop. Not TikTok shop, sorry, TikTok ads, which are more video ads. Currently video ads are way harder, right? Because static ads, like the creatives for Facebook are just images, right? I can do that design-wise. But if I want to be able to target certain on audience, right? If I'm doing like the med school workers, right? Night shift workers, I'll need like a specific like audience. Like, so I'll need a specific, like hire a creator for that. And that's not something I can really like fully do right now. So hopefully
For
that will
sure.
be the main plan. I hope to also have like an ear. Hopefully I'll have another product out by then too. So
For sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I think it's best way for people to get in contact.
Yeah, for sure. So my Twitter is what I mainly use. I use that for almost everything. You can find me at chinoaio. My website for my supplement brand is shinelabs.co.
Awesome. Well, Evan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. All right, bye.
Bye.